Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the PM show, the sports show with Michael Horn, and the one and only star of our program, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
Thanks so very much. Welcome welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a little while since we've been together, but here we are again. There's a couple of things going on here.
What's going on?
As we get right into the program, first of all, there's, you know, I have many stories about my travels in life.
You do, and always good stories,
and,
Fred.
And one of them is to South America. And I'll fill the folks in on my story at some point in time here down the road, probably right around the time the Olympics explode. But right now, Rio de Janeiro, people are bailing out of that commitment.
They are. You're talking about for the Olympics?
Golfers, basketball players, you name it. They're just bailing completely out. And so what we're getting is, you know, they've got this this scare, you know, Zika.
The Zika virus. The Zika virus. It's that mosquito thing, yeah.
It shrinks your head.
It does. It's a bad thing. Birth defects on the cause by this thing.
It's not good. And people are told, please stay away because we have mosquitoes down here the size of basketballs.
Come on, they're not that big.
They're big.
They are big.
They don't have as many, but they have bigger ones.
Okay.
And but anyway, as it works out, Rio is exploding. The governor has predicted failure.
So this is not going to be the greatest Olympics.
Well, this is going to be a disaster. They actually brought up the subject matter of, can we possibly move it and postpone it?
Yeah, and so they would postpone the Olympics to 5 years instead of 4 years, whatever it is.
Well, just skip that continent.
Maybe they should bring it to Los Angeles. We had good traffic when they brought the Olympics to LA.
And you know, I've got a couple of uses for some nicely placed Zika mosquitoes.
I got
a couple of guys with big heads that could use to
shrink them down a little bit.
Shrink them down a little bit.
All right, we continue. This is a sports program. Don't forget, you can tweet with the Fred Dreyer, Fred_Dreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
It's the sports show, our weekend edition, recapping the week's, looking back on the last week, ahead to the next week. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end. We say Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, played for the New York Giants, just a heartbeat there with the New England Patriots, just enough to get the press conference. And then, of course, the great career with the Los Angeles Rams. And, of course, the star actor from Hunter and all the other great shows, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. I want to get into this. I want to just thank a lot of people who have sent in fan mail. We get packages. We get letters, envelopes. We get all kinds of things. We get tweets. We get
everything.
We get everything. So I'd like to thank, personally, Julie Riley, Emmanuel Shoemate, Dwight Priest, who I went to high school with.
Oh, you went to high school with
I went
guy
to high school. I remember
him. Did he talk about you?
I remember him.
Did you have like a nickname in high school?
Shorty.
Shorty?
Yeah, until I started to grow.
Okay.
Martha Lee, Gail Morgan, Jerry Leach, and Renee Doggett Berrien.
And what did they say? Did they have any good questions or comments for you?
Well, they're just saying hi, and they just love our storytelling and our show. It goes too fast. Most of the people complain about that it's a great show, but it's just not long enough.
Well, it should be 2 hours a day, and it should be Monday through Friday. We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're not going backwards, that's for sure. And and Desi, D-E-S-S-Y, thank you.
What did Desi have to say?
Well, she wrote several pages. A
couple of pages?
No, she did. No, she's a great fan.
And, do you answer your emails?
No.
So you're just going to read the names of the people that you got the emails.
Acknowledge they're listening to our show.
Okay, good.
And
just thought there might be some great questions in there. You know, some people asking.
Well,
a story.
If there are, then I bring them forward.
Okay, thank you.
But they're just commenting, saying how much they love the show, and commenting on the things that we talk about. And we have a good fan base; it's building. And so, anyway, keep those. Cards and letters coming in, as they say.
All right, that'll be good.
Now, listen, Pat Summitt, Tennessee Volunteers women's basketball coach,
passed away.
A terrific person.
Yep.
And you'll see a lot of this in over the next couple of days, where they've eulogized her as not only being a forerunner of women's basketball, but what type of a person she was.
She was at Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Something like 8 NCAA titles or something. I mean, and people are talking about her character, right? That she built some great teams with her own character.
Yeah, that's right. And she was just disciplined, and she drove those kids like crazy, and made better people out of them. And she was just, you know, her accomplishments were just really, really heads and shoulders above everybody else. And so she passed away. She had Alzheimer's. She was diagnosed in 13 with Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And it's the way it is.
Started out like when she was in her youth or younger days, she earned like $250 a month to head coach at the school. $250 a month in the mid-1970s.
Well, the coach she was working for decided to quit and just left.
She would wash the team's uniforms in her own washing machine after each game, because she knew if she didn't, no one else would do it. And she drove the Tennessee team van from game to games. That's more than our staff here at CRN does. No one will actually drive me in the CRN van. Maybe Tomas.
I've seen the van, by the way.
Well, everybody should be trained in driving the van, and no one absolutely no one will drive that van.
Well, they're not trained in explosives. That thing is on, that thing is on the verge of exploding, pal.
No, it's in good tip-top shape.
I'm sure it is.
Mechanically, I keep it as good as your VW van.
If I'm profiling...
Late model 40.
If I'm a cop and I'm profiling, I'm pulling you over.
No, it's a beautiful vehicle. And it's gonna, the back seat makes into like a flat bed in there if you want to sleep in the back.
Yeah. Another passing, Buddy Ryan dies at age 86. He was the defensive coach for the Chicago Bears. That's where he really came to be, his notoriety came. He was a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Arizona Cardinals, and defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears and the Houston Oilers. He was also on the staff with the New York Jets. And when I was back in New York in 69...
You were with the Giants and he was
with the Giants and he was across town with the Jets there. He was with... what's his name? What was the Jets
coach? Joe Namath?
No,
the coach, I see.
What was the coach's name? I forgot. He just slipped my tongue. But anyway, so he was an interesting guy. You know, he had a talent for gathering the people he wanted. He knew the type of player he wanted. He wanted to dominate the line of scrimmage. Did it so in many ways, and used a defensive set, the line of scrimmage, and he called it the 46 by bringing up the safety, and I think it was Gary Fensick. But they brought up the safety close to the line of scrimmage, and he had his, they called it the 46 because that was his number. And, they dominated. And there's forms of that being done today. I think I talked to you about the Super Bowl, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Troy Polamalu. They played him and a lot of safeties around the league, depending on the teams they're playing. They played him up at the line of scrimmage. And, of course, the idea is to keep the safety deep and to open up the center of the field. And that was the object of the Super Bowl between the Packers and the Steelers. And
who won that Super Bowl?
The Packers won.
Yeah, Packers.
Yeah, they won. And you never heard from Troy Polamalu the whole entire game because they had the receivers to force him to play deep center field. And he was just, you needed a Hubble telescope to see the guy.
He was way out there.
Yeah, he was way out there. But
Hubble telescope, was that the one you needed?
That's one, yeah.
Good.
And so, Buddy was loved by his players. He had, I guess, open feuding when he was with the Bears with Mike Ditka. He wanted that job very much to coach the Bears, but...
Ditka got it, but
Mike Ditka got it. The old man Hallis decided, to hire Ditka, and it was kind of funny because at the time, Mike Ditka was the special teams coach with the Cowboys.
Gotcha.
And so he got this job, and you know when you take a look at it, if you're Buddy, you can get a, you know, you can really get a. Chap lips over the fact that your owner didn't see you and recognize you and elevate you to coach.
Does that affect the team then? I mean, is there like that little underlying problem?
Well, it can. But at the same time, you know, it worked well for the Bears because Mike was the offensive coach and the head coach and ostensibly the leader of the team and a good coach. But Buddy had a stranglehold on his guys on defense, and they were known for their suffocating defense, and they had a good enough offense with Walter Payton and Jim McMahon, a quarterback, to win it. So
the
there
Bears.
It is. Yeah. So, but passing of Buddy Ryan
sad day.
Is mourned.
Pat,
you know something? I never met Buddy.
You didn't?
We were in the league together,
and you never met him.
I never met him.
So you played the Bears.
He was with the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
He was a coach at the Vikings. He was with the Eagles.
When you played, right?
Yeah.
And you never met him during the game or anything?
I never met him. And, you know, there's no – I don't think there's any reason to unless you actually literally run into somebody. But
you never talked to the coaches on the other side.
But all the players that I had come in contact with spoke very highly of him and thought he was a very interesting character, very quiet, very stoic, very cynical. And had an interesting offset sense of humor that appealed to a lot of people.
All right, Buddy Ryan gone, and then Coach Pat Summitt. Listen to this. 1,098 wins. That is a record, men's or women's. That's how many basketball games she won, career games. And eight NCAA titles and qualifying for the postseason each year. That's an incredible record. That's a good coach.
Now, she was not only a great coach, but she was certainly a great person, and her loss will be felt for some time, as will Buddy's.
It is the Sports Show coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Sports USA. We're here every weekend at this time, so join in on the fun. Go ahead and email us. Email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R,
yes,
at crntalk.com. He'll read your name on the air. It'll be good.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row, and a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our Express Lunch Buffet, $8.95, with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hey, you know, Fred,
within all of my paperwork that I have surrounded me, I left out the passing of Jim Hickman.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
What a great player, Jim Hickman. Kind of like the kind of guy you could stick in any place. Sort of not only he played for four teams, 13 major league seasons, but he was the kind of guy that could fill in a lot of places. And he had didn't he have a real famous play in that All-Star game?
He hit in 1970. He hit a ball that was a single that scored Pete Rose in the famous collision with Ray Fosse at home plate.
For that winning
1970.
Run. In the All-Star game.
In the All-Star game.
1970. This is when the teams really cared to win the All-Star game. I mean, really cared.
Yeah.
So he's in the 12th inning. It's a game-ending single. Pete Rose sent in. He barrels in to catch a Ray Fosse for the winning run, and Fosse's career was finished. And then they started milquetoast in the All-Star games after that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they started to think that, we got to make this thing easier for people.
Yeah, come on.
And then it's not the game anymore.
It's sad, but it's one of those things. And it's like, you know, Ray Fosse was blocking the plate. Pete Rose was that kind of player, came barreling in. And now, my gosh, you can't even block the plate with a. But you got to sit there and kind of gingerly catch the ball at him as he goes by.
No, it's you also have to wear a dress,
a ballerina dress.
Yeah,
but that's coming. That is coming soon for all catchers.
Jim Hickman played for the Dodgers, Cubs, Mets, and St. Louis Cardinals. 560 RBIs in 1,421 games. And he hit .252, 159 home runs, and he was in the All-Star game in 1970. And I remember him on the Dodgers.
Yeah, Tennessee native. He played for the Dodgers for a while. He played with that Mets first, and then he came to the Dodgers. Yeah. And you know, anyway, he was 79 years of age. That's a passing.
But
sorry about
God
that.
Bless him.
That's three. I don't want to hear any more.
You know, it comes in threes, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, the All-Star break is coming up, and they're only playing one of those. But they're talking now. This is the thing that bothers me about baseball, going back to the great days of baseball when the Koufaxes pitched and the Drysdales and the Bob Gibsons. And so here it is. The Mets pitchers, they say, are feeling the strain from high inning pitch counts. I've talked to old-time players. I've said this on the show before. Guys like Joe Mohler and everything said it was an embarrassment if you were out in the seventh inning. You wanted to go nine innings and do a complete game. Nobody counted your pitches. Now they count these pitches, and these wimps that call themselves pitchers are lucky if they pitch five innings. It's the guy in the Dodgers that Urias, the kid, and he won his first game here last week. They're saying, well, maybe we better shut him down. Same with Strasburg there in the Nationals. They had to shut him down because he was throwing too much. Make him pitch. That's what he's there for. They're adults. They're getting big dollars. I mean, they're getting more money probably than the entire team got when Sandy Koufax played. One player's getting more than that, and they can't throw six innings, seven, eight, nine innings.
Well, they have
a
pitcher for every inning now. They want the starting pitcher to go six.
Yeah.
Then they got a guy that they hire specifically for the seventh. He can't pitch the eighth. He's in the seventh, and they have a guy, Nate Bad Brain Baez for the Dodgers, comes
that's
in the
eighth.
That's
where they blow the game.
And in the ninth, they got, you know, Kenley Jansen.
Why don't they change the uniform numbers, make it easy for us, so the pitchers would all be numbered one through six, right? And then you have number seven will be the seventh inning pitcher, number eight would be the eighth inning pitcher, and number nine would be the closer, the ninth inning pitcher.
That's not a good idea.
You don't like it?
No.
I'm going to bring that up, and maybe baseball will put that through.
We're going to put that up on the internet and see if people...
Yeah, comment on that. I like your comments. People always wonder, how did Fred Dreyer look? And I say, he looked fine. What about my idea? Let's name these inning pitchers, the seven, number seven.
You run out of uniforms. You know, they got all these numbers are retired.
Well, I'd retire them for a while.
Well, I'm Mickey Mantle.
Here's what you do on that. Here's what you do. You change the whole uniform like they do every couple of weeks so that the only uniform you retire is the classic uniform the guy wore, and then you come on with maybe a fuchsia color.
So you have 168, 164, 162
you can have as many
different
numbers
uniforms.
Yes, exactly.
It's a very good idea.
There you go. The fuchsia,
it won't cost anything
fuchsia number
at all.
Seven gets retired.
It
there
won't
you go.
Cost a lot at all.
It's pretty dusty in this
now,
studio.
Maria Sharapova, who's been banned from tennis
for a
couple of years, is enrolling in Harvard.
Oh.
Yeah, she's going to enroll in Harvard, and she's going to take she's going to be in business.
That's what business school?
Yeah, she's going to enroll in business
school.
That's
sharp. That's good.
And the blonde beauty will begin her coursework in the business executive program at the Ivy League school. So she's in Harvard now, and I just hope that, you know, she doesn't leave her intelligence there.
Why, you think that's not good to go to Harvard? I think it'll be fine.
Well, you know, it's a political institution.
Oh, okay. They indoctrinate you to think a certain way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to struggle real hard to fight that. So, who knows?
By the way, you were talking about the Olympics earlier, and apparently more than 600 families were displaced in Rio de Janeiro, so they were making room for the Olympics. And some beautiful-looking buildings there that probably were these people's savings and lifestyles, and they're all gone here now. Look at the beautiful buildings that they had over there. This is some guy's house.
I'm holding it up on our
video at crntalk.com. You can check it out on YouTube and on our Roku box.
Right.
So they did that, and now people don't even want to go to the Olympics.
Well, I'm going to get into this pretty quick here, but first of all, Lionel Messi, Argentina soccer forward, announces his retirement from the national team.
Okay, so he's retired.
Yeah, they got beat after the Copa America loss.
They were favored, weren't they? Wasn't Argentina
the
favorite?
Yeah, they've always been favored. And, yeah. So they got Messi on the team, and he can't push him over the hump. So he said, that's over for me. And there's a lot of people that agree with it. And so there's some people that want him out. And so that's going to be it for him.
Yeah. All right, that's sad. Okay, well, yeah, good career. He's gone.
There it is.
We move along.
Yeah. So that's that. Sharapova. Sharapova is going to Harvard.
They're going to Harvard.
And Messi is quitting the national team.
That's it.
So there you go. That's the culmination.
Caitlyn Jenner has put a medal on for the Sports Illustrated cover. Caitlyn Jenner with a gold medal. See, this whole thing makes me kind of crazy a little bit because basically it was Caitlyn's male counterpart, Bruce, that won that gold medal. So, I don't know. I guess Caitlyn could be, saying that this is mine when I was Bruce.
I don't want to see her anymore.
You're done with it?
No, I'm done.
The covers, the Sports Illustrated covering all the time.
It's hideous. You know, I get a good laugh with myself when I think about, her running around there winning the decathlon in 1976 in Montreal, and inside,
well, it was
struggling to get out, as it were.
Yeah, this is 1976, so this is it's a few years back that this medal was won by Bruce Jenner. 40 years ago, is that right? So 86, 96, 2000.
Yeah, 40,
that would be it. So anyway, so there you have it. Anyway,
yeah.
It's the special issue that they had for Sports Illustrated. This actually does fit. The special is called "Where Are They Now?" So that's where Bruce is now. All right, what else you got there for us? You mentioned
one more little thing before we get into this Rio de Janeiro thing James Harrison, linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is under investigation by the National Football League for PEDs, performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, something else here. So what's going on?
Because the hearsay, it was announced on Al Jazeera television,
which is one of the big sports networks that I always tune into whenever I want to catch the scores. I tune into Al Jazeera television.
Yeah, that gives you up to the minute sports.
Yeah, it does. It's great. I watch all the good programs.
Yeah,
Al Jazeera Today Show. There's the Al Jazeera Tonight Show, and every other good thing. It's great.
Yeah, they have a camel timeout.
Didn't Al Gore own that for a while? Wasn't that his? He bought Al Jazeera TV, I believe, for a while.
Yeah.
The guy who discovered the internet. Anyway, so you were saying about James Harrison.
But the crazy thing is, I mean, it's a news report, and here it is. Mr. Harrison is a responsible employee who takes his professional obligations very seriously. Therefore, if there is any credible evidence beyond the verbal remarks in the report aired by Al Jazeera that gives rise to a legitimate employer investigating Mr. Harrison under the PES policies, please share or describe that information so that he can reassess his obligations as an employee in light of any such information. So here is an organization, Al Jazeera, now saying, making an accusation.
This is the letter.
Hearsay.
This is the letter sent to the union.
Hearsay that James Harrison's on dope, and James Harrison and his people are saying, well, can you kind of prove that? Can you show me why I should be concerned with it? And that's the news release
from the union.
So that's it. So now you've besmirched Harrison and his behavior because of a hearsay release on Al Jazeera television.
Well, they do that all the time. The news,
well, of course.
Nobody checks. I was thinking about this the other day. Nobody checks facts anymore. Just some story comes out. The reporters think they know better than anybody else. They just jump to the conclusion, and that's it, instead of checking out facts. back in the day when we had the great Walter Cronkite or Chet Huntley and David Brinkley or Howard K. Smith, those guys.
All big liberals, by the way.
Yeah, and they all checked facts. At least
liberals at that point in time were a bit different.
They were like middle of the road
people. Well, you know, they had well intentions. But anyway, but this Rio de Janeiro thing is going to build to the point where we're now going to be faced with, you know, come the 12th of July. Is that, no, that's not it. What is it? When are the games? The mayor says if he doesn't receive $850 million from the federal government, that they may have to suspend police coverage of the event. Wait a minute. It's one thing to be in down there in South America, in Rio de Janeiro. It's another thing to be down there without police protection.
You were down there once, and you went to Ipanema Beach, didn't you?
I did. I sure did.
Is it pretty packed there? Do the people wear uniforms, you know, bathing suits, or is it sans?
Women can choose to wear or not to wear.
CRN, the Choose Radio Network.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Sports show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The acting legend, the man from Hunter, he was on Agent X just this last year. Just so many great shows. Crisis the year before that. So many great movies. Land's End, one of the great syndicated programs of all time. And then the star football player and baseball pitcher, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Yes, he was a baseball pitcher.
Thanks very much. I want to just go back with this Rio de Janeiro.
August 5th is when the Olympics start.
August 5th. Now, this is
5th to the 21st in August.
This is building to a blackout we're not going to believe. It's going to be a huge failure, says the acting governor Francisco Dornelles.
Are you sure that's his name? There's some hesitation.
Dornelles.
Let me help you with this a little bit.
D-O-R-N-E-L-L-E-S.
Dornelles.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
All right. That's how I'm going with it.
Okay.
Francisco Dornelles. He says if they don't give us $850 million, then he predicts a complete disaster. The Zika outbreak is scaring athletes away. But in addition to the Zika virus, you know, the head shrinking virus?
Right.
You know, if you go down there and you get hit by a mosquito,
right,
you wake up with the size 2 head.
Well, that is not.
You'll wake up with a golf ball for a head, a nodule.
Here's the
thing. It looks like a mole on your shoulder.
Here's the thing. Can't they just get rid of it by spraying the areas, you know, with
DDT?
They won't
do it.
Well, they need to do that.
Well,
maybe
they won't do it.
Francisco Dornelles, the acting governor of the state, should go ahead and treat these areas where the mosquitoes could be.
Well, they won't do it.
Well, they need to.
Well, I just told you they won't do it. You want to ask me why? Because
why?
The global liberalism. They would rather save the eggshell of the whooping crane than save people's lives. And that's what it comes down to, by the way. Now, in addition, local officials were unable to fully... Are you sitting down?
Sitting down. I just sat down right now.
In addition, local officials were unable to fully clean the Rio de Janeiro's bays, as promised, meaning competitors will have to swim through raw sewage.
Now, you have a story. Now that you brought this up, you should tell that story about when you were...
It folds right in, doesn't it?
It does. Tell the story. This is one of the great Fred Dreyer stories, when you're in Ipanema Beach, the girl from Ipanema, the great music that plays out of there, and you were at the beach, and it was like jam-packed with people, as I recall.
Well, it's 1970, folks. Yeah. So let's take you back. 1970, I just finished my second season with the Giants. I went down to see a friend of mine, Greg Campbell, who was deceased. But Greg was working for the consulate down there.
He was much alive at
teaching,
that time, yes.
Yes, he was. Teaching the kids of the members of the consulate from Portugal, from Japan, from all, you know, there was an assortment of politicians who put their kids into the school, and Greg was one of the guys that applied for the job and from the States and was qualified, and when I went back to New York in 1970, Greg went with me, and at the end of the year I flew down to meet with him in Rio de Janeiro.
Okay.
So, you get sick down there.
You do?
You get sick. You get sick in a lot of places.
Yeah, because it's
so.
Just
I'm in Rio with some friends of mine.
Yeah.
And the beach, when I say the beach is packed with human beings, it's packed.
How packed?
It must have been 10 million people at the beach. From the highway, 2-lane highway, right down to the water, it was
packed?
Loaded with people. You couldn't sit down. So we were walking around trying to find a little space to make for ourselves to sit down so we can go in the water.
Right.
Here I am at Ipanema Beach. I'm going to jump in there, and I'm going to say, hey, I'm swimming in Ipanema Beach.
Of course. Beautiful.
Yeah, you have to. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's summer.
You're there. It's summertime.
It's summer. Come on.
You got to go in the beach.
And plus, there's beautiful girls there who are topless.
The girl from Ipanema.
They're all topless.
Yeah.
And,
tall
we're having
and
a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun. We're nightclubbing at night, and so I'm just drinking, and I'm living, you know, life
living
like Wayne Newton.
Living large.
I'm just living large.
Yeah.
So I have to use the men's room.
Oh, you got that kind of sick.
I got sick. So I felt it coming on me.
Yeah.
And I said to my guys, I said, hey Barry, I'm looking around here. Suddenly, I don't see a men's room anywhere. Where is there a gas station around here? Well, I don't know, Fred. He was a Brit.
He was a Brit?
He was such a weasel. He was such a wuss.
This guy, Barry?
Yeah. He drove this car down up from Rio up to Bahia for Carnival.
Right. Oh, Carnival.
It's on the East Coast.
Thing. Yeah.
It's on the East Coast, on the upper city.
Yeah.
So on the way up during the middle of the night, he's going like 600 miles an hour in this crappy car. And there's no street lights. It's just a two-lane highway.
The roads are not that good.
The road is as wide as this room that we're in right now.
The studio.
And you've got big Mercedes-Benz picket-fenced trucks coming on the other side, 3 feet away.
They're just hauling right by you.
Scraping the paint off the car.
And Barry's going how fast?
And he's going like 60.
It's scary a little bit.
And that's fast.
It's a little nerve-wracking, right?
So I'm in the back, and I am afraid to go to sleep, but I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
So my friend Greg's in the front seat, and he's sleeping. And so I kept kicking the back seat. And say, hey, Greg, wake up. Make sure you slap Barry in the face so he doesn't fall asleep and get us all pounded. And so he hits a 300-pound pig.
Barry did?
Barry, in our car. He hits it.
Head on?
No. It came off the side of the road.
Yeah, you got to
keep it. You know, and I kept telling him, you know, that could have been a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
It could have been a human of some sort. Yeah. You know? So I was livid. I couldn't believe it.
Did you stop and take care of the pig?
He pulled over. He goes, my God, we've hit a pig. We've hit a pig. And I said, I'm killing you. So I got out of the car, and we looked back about 50 yards, okay. And everybody was now swarming from out of nowhere, out of the jungle, around this pig. And we ran back to where the pig was, and the pig was gone.
They took it away?
They took it away because in Brazil, they're liable.
Oh, because the pig was
not there. Us.
Yeah.
It was their pig that crossed over into the street.
Got it.
And so they just said, it's okay, you can go ahead. Yeah. And I said, geez, thank God. We got in a car, and the car was just a mess. You know?
Oh, sure.
The fender was tucked under. We had to pull it out and everything. Yeah. So we're now at Ipanema Beach.
You finally get there.
And so we're now, I got to go to the bathroom.
You have to. You're sick.
No, you understand. I got to go to the bathroom.
This is a real call of nature.
Like right now.
The call of nature.
That's exactly correct.
Yes. And so what do you do? There's no bathroom.
So I now work my way back from the water's edge. You know, I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be a long walk for me. So I start to look, and Barry, who was a Brit,
yes,
who was a weasel, who we understand. Who worked for a cotton company.
Okay.
He was from London.
Right.
And he was there, and he met Greg in the school. And Greg was telling me, you ought to be my friend Barry. He's a really nice guy. Well, Barry was not a nice guy. I didn't like him. I told Greg.
Did he tell you where you could go to the bathroom?
So Barry says, Fred, just go out in the water. Out there in the water. It's a huge ocean, Fred. Right over there. Go out there.
You didn't pay attention
to him. So I looked at him. I said, what? And there's literally 10,000 people standing right next to us, toweling off, listening to Barry tell me to go out and dump in the ocean. It's unbelievable.
Well, this was a serious thing. We're talking dumping here. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right.
I got you. Okay. So
you wanted me to tell this story.
I love it.
Here's the deal. You love it. So I go out and I said, well, all right. So I go out
You said all right to
I said, okay, yeah.
It must have been serious.
So I went out into the water and I'm sitting there. I'm kind of walking there.
Bobbing
and
around.
I cannot get clear of the people around me.
Yeah, so
there's 10 million people in the water.
You can't do anything there. That's
yeah,
right.
And yeah. It's just, you know, there's people. They're singing and it was just unbelievable.
So what'd you do?
So I'm sitting there. I can't go anywhere. So I find a little clearing. So I swim like about 30 yards
into
the parallel
clearing.
To the...
Smart.
So I get away. I'm by myself.
You're by peaceful.
And then I realize, okay, now what am I going to do? I said, well, I don't know if I can. This goes against everything my mother taught me.
Of course it does.
Now, just
little
then.
Children, you should not listen to
just
this story.
Then, a floater comes by.
Oh, come on. Just stop. Just come on. So other people have the same
That's
idea.
Exactly right. So the other people, I'm looking back at the other people, and they're kind of looking at me. Like, well, there's a whole group of people. There's a whole group of people out there doing it.
Saying, oh, Martha, you can't go now. Mr. Dreyer's got the bathroom.
So when I realize what's going on in Rio, and they say they can't clean the canals out, that these swimmers are going to now have to swim in feces water.
Did you get out of there?
What do I think about? So anyway, that's what I'm sharing with you and my lovely audience.
This is beautiful. So yeah, did you get out of there quick?
So I said, that's it. I got to get out of here. So I know I'm going to get typhoid.
You're still sick. So
I go back to Barry. He said, well, Fred, how did it go out there? And I said, Barry,
Barry,
get out of the way before I plant you.
Yeah.
You know, so I work my way through 10 million people.
Yes.
It's about 10 million now.
It's just the hot of the day.
And it's so damn hot. I'm barefooted.
Oh, no.
I get a pair of sunglasses on and the baseball cap.
So what do you do?
And, well, here's what I do. So I work through all the people, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking for a landmark so I can find my way back.
I got you. So you're going to walk to a restroom and then
so I'm
going
to go down to, right down here to the gas station down, that I know has to be there.
In Brazil, there's got to be a Chevron.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm now hit the road, and now I'm walking, and the cars are coming by me. People are throwing stuff at me.
Is there some dead pig on one of them?
A 6'6" white American, you know, people are picking on me.
You're walking.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And so all the girls are coming by. And I'm looking at them. I don't want to look at them too much because their boyfriends are, you know, they could pull out a hatchet.
Of course, you don't want to look like yours.
So anyway, so I'm not really concerned about meeting people at that point in time. I want to get to the gas station. So I walk down about a mile, then another half a mile.
And no gas station.
Nothing. Now I'm to the point where I can see about a mile down the road, nothing. I went, wait a minute.
There's nothing here.
How can you have all this humanity in one spot and not have a store, not have any facilities,
exactly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So I'm walking, and I'm starting to really get nervous.
Of course, and you're
because I'm trying to think. I may have forgotten where the guys were.
And
you
you're
know,
a little shaky.
So I look across the street, and there's a house.
Yeah,
there's a house,
and
it's set back off, and it's a abandoned house.
Abandoned house.
And on the side is an abandoned car.
You're sure it's abandoned?
Now listen.
Okay.
So it's an abandoned car.
Abandoned house and abandoned car.
An abandoned car. And so I'm looking, and I said, huh, there's an abandoned house and an abandoned car.
This is just what I need.
So I run across the street because there's a lot of cars.
But you got to go.
I run across the street.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the front yard, and like I said, the house is set deep on the property.
Right.
So I have to, like, walk across the yard, and it's kind of a messy yard. It's an abandoned property. I'm sure of it. So I walk down the driveway toward the car, and I'm not really kind of like looking at anything, and I'm looking for something. So I just shoot up on the porch, wooden porch, and I open the door and I walk in the house to work my way to the back.
And it's abandoned?
Right. Now, as I walk across the living room, I look to the right, and in the alcove is a family of six having dinner.
And in the abandoned house.
In the abandoned
house. They are using it as well.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
So I said, hola.
And?
I made it straight through the back of the house.
Yes.
And I realized I should probably use their bathroom. So, there's a garage back there, and there's a door that's open on the side. It looks like a bathroom door. So I walk around there, and I go inside the bathroom door, and sure enough, there's the toilet. However...
Yes.
Are we going to go to a break?
Yes. I'm right back.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MBO 91903, MLS 716936.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
We're talking about raw sewage in Brazil. So here's the deal. Yours truly, I walk through the living room. I say hola to the folks in the alcove. How you doing? Good to see you. They wave back. And I go right through the house, right through the back, right into the garage.
Nobody chased you.
Through the side door, which happens to be a bathroom inside the garage.
Oh, lucky for you. After
really
all,
lucky
this
for
is
me.
Great,
oh, it's unbelievable.
You couldn't go in the ocean. Yeah. There was no place around, no restroom, rest station, or whatever.
That's right.
You go to this abandoned house.
So now I
dying.
Run over to the toilet.
Yeah.
And this thing is pyramided.
I don't want to hear this part.
With, as it says right here, raw sewage.
Pyramided.
So I get closer to it to make sure I'm looking at what I'm looking at, and I wave my hand over the top of it, and 18,000 flies take flight.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And it runs me out
this
of the.
This happened to Tomas.
It runs me out of the room for about 5 seconds, and the flies are just so happy to be. They're so happy to be out of that room. So I go in, and I said, I don't care what it is. I hop up on the toilet, straddle it, and let go. Now I leave.
Yeah.
I feel so much better. And I feel as though I've accomplished something for the day. And so I walk down past the alcove on the driveway, past the car, and in the window is the family of six waving to me as I walk by. And I say, thank you. I get back to the road, and I feel so much better, and my natural GPS kicks in.
And you found
and
him.
I found that,
Barry?
That jackass Barry. And we drove back to Rio de Janeiro.
What a great trip. A lot of people, I hope you took pictures of this so we can maybe
yes, I did. I've got a whole family album of that trip.
That's a beautiful story. Touching. And one that we want to try to.
It's a big relief for me.
Yes, I'm sure. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, log on to the website.
Call me and I'll repeat it to you.
CRNTalk.com. Download our cell phone app, free for your smartphone. Take us with you. Just on your smartphone. Dial #250, #250, hit send, and when they ask you for the keyword, when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. Fred Dreyer, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, that's that, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
Folks, the Zika virus and raw sewage, that's been the topics of the day. Great to be with you.